and you say if someone went outside and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running, you'd say that he...
Coming out with a cold, or...
Or if it had happened to him, you'd say yesterday he... What?
He took a cold, or took sick, took a cold, huh? Well, uh-huh. called a cold, we'd say.
Mm-hmm. And if he couldn't talk right then, you'd say he sounded...
Like he's hoarse.
Uh-huh. And if you do that, you have a...
Cough.
And he said, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
You mean like stupid or kind of,
Do you ever say queer or quar?
Great queer, sure.
What does that mean?
Queer means, you know, we think of, when we use the word queer, mm-hmm. we think of something, you know, like say that's unnatural, you know.
Mm-hmm. Has the word changed meanings in the past few years or since you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's taken on, you know, some different meanings because I think you say the youth of today speak of a queer, you know, mostly I want to say on a sexual basis, you know, as a mm-hmm. person, you know, having some type of sex.
Homosexual, but, I guess.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. But I think, you know, before that it wasn't that. We spoke of it as being something maybe unnatural or something different, you know.
Mm-hmm. Say someone who can't hear anything at all. You'd say
he deaf.
Huh?
He deaf or deaf.
Okay. And if a man had been out working in the sun and then he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
Sweat.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
A boil or something like that. Yeah, a boil. Uh-huh.
What about the stuff that drains out when it opens?
Well, they call it, some of them people call it pulse or something like that. Uh-huh. Well, we say inflammation or something now, mm-hmm. I think. They might, I don't know, I've heard different things, corrupt, you know, what have you, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about when a blister opens?
A blister, water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you say, a bee stung me in my hand.
Bee?
Did what? A bee stung
and me? And it swole, yeah.
And it's still pretty badly.
Swollen, yeah.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will...
Will swell, yeah.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
Look at the cut, or look at this...
Or...
Wound, or what? Or look at the cut, or the wound, or uh-huh. whatever, yeah.
You know, sometimes a wound won't heal back right, and it's got to be cut out or burned out. It has a sort of a white... granular substance around it.
Scale.
Did you ever hear some kind of flesh?
Some kind of flesh. Mm-hmm. Scale. No, we always call it a scab, you uh-huh. know?
Well, when it doesn't form a scab right, it's sort of a skinless growth over it. Did you ever hear plowed flesh?
Yeah, I've heard that. Plowed flesh, yeah. But I was further up the country though.
Uh-huh.
Because I hear people, you know, around the edges of between Louisiana and Mississippi use plow flesh.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, but I didn't know what they were talking about though, really.
Uh-huh. What about a brown liquid medicine that you could put on a cut? It stings a lot.
Iodine.
And a real bitter medicine people used to take.
Quinine.
Okay. And if someone got shot and didn't recover, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man...
Died, yeah.
And died. Any nicer ways of saying that? Saying that somebody died?
Died. Mm-hmm. Passed.
Mm-hmm. What about
what else?
A crude way of saying that?